Imagine standing on a trading floor where billions of dollars change hands daily. Beneath the chaos of numbers and orders lies a hidden structure, a language spoken by markets themselves. This is the revolutionary premise of markets in profile. While conventional wisdom suggests that higher returns require higher risk, this approach challenges that fundamental assumption. Markets regularly present asymmetric opportunities where potential rewards significantly outweigh risks. But identifying these opportunities requires understanding market structure as it evolves in real time. The paradox at the heart of this approach is fascinating. Markets themselves are rational through their auction mechanism, but the people making financial decisions often act irrationally due to incomplete information and cognitive biases. These inefficiencies create exploitable opportunities for those who can recognize them. When the great bull market ended in the early 2000s, investors who had grown accustomed to measuring success against benchmarks suddenly faced significant absolute losses. This catalyzed a shift toward absolute return strategies that aimed to deliver positive results regardless of market direction. To succeed in this environment, we need unbiased information that isn't filtered through conventional wisdom, information the market itself generates through its auction process. Information, a byproduct of change, only matters when acted upon. In finance, context determines interpretation. The same earnings report can trigger different stock reactions depending on the environment and sentiment. Market-generated information differs from fundamental analysis. Fundamentals predict what should happen based on economic principles, while market-generated information reveals what is actually happening through a continuous auction where participants back opinions with real money. This auction combines price, advertising opportunity, time, regulating opportunity, and volume, measuring auction success. Similar to how an art piece with a $10,000 estimate might sell for $8,000 or $15,000 depending on bidder interest, financial markets constantly seek transaction-enabling price levels. The market profile visualizes this process, distinguishing between price and value. When price falls within the value area, they're considered equivalent. When outside, price has deviated from value. Understanding market-generated information helps determine if current action represents a temporary deviation or the beginning of a new trend. Markets are complex ecosystems where participants with different time horizons interact. These time frames range from scalpers, minutes, day traders, single day, short-term traders, days, intermediate-term traders, weeks to months, to long-term investors, months or years. Like the automotive industry, where manufacturers, long time frame, produce vehicles for dealers, intermediate time frame, who sell to consumers, markets adjust prices when inventory accumulates at one level to attract participants from other time frames. While every sale has a corresponding purchase is technically true, what matters is which time frames drive the transactions. When longer time frame participants sell to shorter time frame buyers, it often signals potential downward movement as shorter time frame participants eventually become exhausted. Many investors struggle when they feel confident based on daily charts, only to have their confidence shaken by minute-by-minute price action. Your personal time frame orientation impacts your trading strategy, and confusion typically stems from conflicting signals without understanding which time frame currently controls market activity. Market profile transforms abstract market concepts into visual patterns revealing underlying structure. These patterns help identify balanced markets, price likely to remain range-bound, or imbalanced markets, price likely to trend. Value area comparison shows how value moves across time. Consecutive higher value areas suggest an uptrend, while lower areas indicate a downtrend. The initial balance provides critical clues about likely day activity, particularly whether the market will remain contained or break out. Price extending upward with continued buying and increasing volume signals genuine strength and likely continuation, while extension with decreasing volume suggests potential reversal. Volume patterns offer insight into market conviction. Rising price on increasing volume indicates rising value and strong buyer commitment, while decreasing volume suggests momentum loss. Single print areas where price moved quickly through a level often become important support resistance zones in future trading. Like chess masters studying patterns, traders must dedicate time to observation to develop an actionable understanding of the market's developing auction process. Markets transition between bull and bear phases through balancing ranges, providing crucial context for trading decisions. Brackets form when price finds a new value level, creating equal strength two-sided trade. While trends represent unfair markets favoring one side, brackets indicate prices fair for both buyers and sellers. Trends typically end with volume reduction and price excess, moments of both opportunity and risk. The challenge is emotional, buying during bearish sentiment or selling during bullish periods. The May 2006 market reversal demonstrates this principle. Despite unanimous media predictions of new highs and superb earnings reports, S&P futures fell 8.18% in just over a month. Low volume on the May 5th breakout served as an unheeded warning signal, showing how understanding market structure helps separate from the herd. The greatest risk is losing objectivity by cherry-picking confirming information while ignoring contradictory evidence. Evaluating markets through multiple lenses, overall conditions, capitalization size, sector performance, and individual securities, helps investors maintain objective views of both their portfolio and individual positions. Short-term trading balances analytical skill with intuition across the trader development spectrum, from long-term strategy, logical, to scouting, reflexive. Short and intermediate-term trading require exceptional mental agility to process complex information while reassessing evolving market conditions. Two cognitive biases threaten traders: believing trends will continue indefinitely, ignoring risk as trends mature, as in the 2006 emerging markets bubble, and oversimplifying market data, applying rigid trading systems without context. Neuroeconomics explains why technically sound trades sometimes feel intuitively wrong. Profitable trading often requires contrarian thinking, fading recent market moves rather than following the crowd. Self-control becomes crucial during volatility to avoid chasing moves with poor trade location. Trading effectiveness depends on processing information without distractions. Many traders fragment their attention with conflicting information from multiple sources. Understanding how stress impacts performance and viewing trading as a series of meaningful choices leads to better decisions with less emotional interference. Trading mastery requires mental agility to navigate changing markets across multiple timeframes. Fundamental investors struggle to determine how much information is already priced in, while behavioral forces primarily drive securities away from fundamental value, especially at extremes. Combining fundamental analysis with timeframe diversification provides protection-reducing hedges when prices fall too low or implementing defensive measures when they climb too high. Though fundamentals reflect long-term value, behavioral forces can cause significant deviations. The key challenge is identifying which forces are driving prices. Prices fluctuate due to speculators, momentum traders, insiders, and institutions trading for non-fundamental reasons. These noise shocks may persist for days or years. The profile method aligns with our natural information processing, helping identify patterns with better reward-to-risk opportunities. In December 2006, S&P 500 futures recovered from their June low, yet many portfolio managers turned bearish only after the market had already bottomed, demonstrating how conventional analysis typically lags market movements. Gaining a sustainable edge requires reading the market's own language of patterns and behaviors emerging from the auction process. By understanding both the market and ourselves, we can act before the herd, finding opportunities where others see only chaos.